You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's very ironic that Jalen Brunson was not number one because, as Tommy points out, I'll show this for the cameras. Tiki, I wore the only Knicks shirt I own today for opening night. You want to tell me what this says?
It says from one Tommy Lugauer, at Tommy Lugauer. That's Lugauer.
Thank
on
you, Tiki.
Twitter. At Tommy Lugauer, quote, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends. That has, let me see, keep turning. That has 15 likes.
15 likes. The numbers were good there for positive Tommy.
Yes.
So the only Knicks shirt I own, I figured I'd wear it today on opening day. So remember, everybody, as you follow this leader with all his Met takes and Jet takes, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. Mm. Typical Knicks.
Oh, well, and let me remind you that Sean Marais is part of the coalition indicators, of course, led by Evan.
Anybody.
Oh, you're part of the coalition led by Evan Roberts. And I've stated at the time that I wanted a superstar player. I didn't think Jalen Brunson fit that role. I wanted Donovan Mitchell. I was a star, you know what, for years. I wanted a superstar player here.
Well, you got one.
I know, but at the time, I didn't think he fit that mold.
Clearly.
I was wrong. He has now blossomed into that superstar player, top five in the league, MVP level.
And pretty soon, one of us is going to be selling that shirt outside of Madison Square Garden.
I'll tell you this, Teak, and I'll tell you this, Sean. When the Knicks win a championship, they can hang that T-shirt, that quote, in the rafters at the Garden. That's how little I will care about that bad take. Sell the shirt.
Right next to the fish banner.
Right next to the Rangers. We had the most wins in the regular season there, big boy. That's where they could hang that shirt.
Way to get that shot in. So I'm going to give you what I think is a positive Knick view and a negative Knick view. Here's the positive view, which starts with a negative. Knicks are going to get off to a bumpy start here, okay? I think the Robinson injury is going to matter. I do think Precious off the bench backing him up is going to matter. And I think the Celtics are going to be raring to go.
It's just a lot of minutes for Karl Anthony Towns.
Early,
isn't big in the post. So who's playing down there?
Right. Well, and on top of that, you saw at the end of the preseason, Bridges' jump shot a little bit broken. I think the Knicks, this is a tough spot. Hornets, the Celtics all riled up, the actual champions. I think the Knicks are going to get off to a bumpy start tonight. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't be shocked if the first month of the Knicks kind of is like a 500 type of deal because you got to find that chemistry. You replaced a lot of parts there, and they got to get that chemistry. I don't think that's going to be easy to come by. Now, the good news is Tibbs plays the guys a ton of minutes, so they're going to have plenty of chances to get that chemistry going. And ultimately, the Knicks are still going to find their way to 53-55 wins. But I think this first month, though, is going to test the Knicks fan willpower because it's going to be a little impatient.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing.
What do you really think about game one?
Tommy.
Tonight?
Boston Celtics getting their rings.
They were getting the Knicks rings.
They're getting their rings. They won. I mean, how many games? They lost like 18.
Well, they didn't beat the Knicks.
They won 64 games. They return everybody, basically.
KP tonight.
Okay, whatever.
Shocker.
He was barely available in the postseason anyways. It didn't matter.
I'd be very careful when you say shocker. OG Anunoby still plays for your team.
Tell me your actual thought on tonight's game.
I think some of the things that Sean just laid out are fair. The bench is a little thin. Mm-hmm. Obviously, losing Precious Achiuwa for 2 to 4 weeks will matter. Mitchell Robinson, we know, is going to miss the first few months. And I do think that there will be time that it will take to get the continuity going. You have some new pieces in there with Towns and obviously with Bridges. So I think it'll take a little bit of time. But I will never, ever count this Knick team out. And I think this game and starting this season off on a fast start matters more to the Knicks. I think the Celtics are the team that are going to sleepwalk through the regular season because of the hangover, because they know how good they are, because they won a championship, so the Knicks get it done tonight.
Hangover. I think they want to be dominant. I think they want to win 70 games.
Tough to do that, though. We saw how the Nuggets were so dominant when they won their championship, and they weren't in the regular season the following year. They were very, very good, obviously. Right. I think they still got the one seed, but not, or two seed, but they were not as dominant as they were in the playoffs the previous year. There's a hangover, in my opinion.
And there's deserved hype around the Knicks, obviously, and everybody in this town is excited about it. The Celtics are not oblivious to the Knicks hype, too. They're going to be revved up tonight.
Of course.
They're going to be licking their chops with the banner being raised and all of that. Now, Tommy's proclaimed they will win the championship. If Evan was here, he would do this, so I think it's only right that we do this, Tiki. This is on the table, honesty, right before opening night. How does the Knicks season end? Let's get you and I predictions on the table.
The Knicks season ends in the conference championship.
They lose the conference finals.
Yeah.
Celtics, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
I think the Knicks...
I'm probably going to be the Celtics, but...
I think the Knicks go down in the second round again.
Second round?
The only reason it says this, and I'll be honest with you, I think the Knicks are properly built that they could potentially contend for a championship. I really do believe that.
Especially because they have stretch right now. They have a stretch big, like a true stretch big man.
There are two things that I come back to. Number one, still the health. Is OG Anunoby going to be healthy all this year? Because it's such a difference when he's on the floor or not. Combined with the fact that, hey, Tibbs isn't going to change who he is, nor should he. Those minutes, though, do add up, and we saw the Knicks get banged up. I got to see them get healthy first in a playoffs before I even think they are getting past. Mm. Here's the other thing, and Tommy alluded to this, and it's a little different than the other teams. The Knicks now have a collection of stars. How many times is this not going to work out in New York? We're seeing it with the Jets right now. I know the Nets were a different animal.
But this doesn't feel like that kind of collection of stars. I know what you're saying.
It's not. There's no mercenaries here. So that's a big part of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
No doubt.
This isn't, we're going to go get the best players at the best spots, and then we're going to put them all together and see how they all fit. That doesn't feel like this Knicks construction right now. It feels like you have a great leader in Jalen Brunson. You go get a stretch center and Karl Anthony Towns, who, by the way, he's not like, I need the ball all the damn time.
No.
Give me the rock. I need to be the alpha. He's not that kind of player.
No.
So I think he's going to fit perfect. Exactly. I think he's going to fit perfectly in with what Tibbs and Brunson are intending for this team offensively. The thing I worry about, honestly, is with Mitch out and Precious even as well out, how are they playing defense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ananobi and Bridges. Ananobi could guard even a five on the opposing team.
But so those two guys, games if he's hurt.
Exactly.
So here's the deal with Ananobi. I'm not going to be blind to the fact that he has a long injury history.
Mm-hmm.
I do expect him to miss games. What we need, what the Knicks need, is for Ananobi to be on the floor when it matters the most. And that comes postseason time, playoff time. That's when you need Ananobi because, in my opinion, as great as JB is, as great as I think Karl Anthony Towns will be in this system playing with Brunson and Bridges and Josh Hart, the key to the success of the Knicks and winning a title, we saw it last year, is OG Anunoby. They are just a different level and a different team when he's on the floor. So when it comes down to April and May and June, Anunoby needs to be on the floor. And when he is, we will beat the Sixers, the Pacers, the Celtics, and then we will beat the Thunder. And we will celebrate a championship in the greatest arena in the history of arenas. And, you know, bring a championship back to the Garden. Sean, I know you've been waiting a long time for one of those.
Might get one.
Yeah, the Knicks.
The Rangers, too.
You want to go back on that bet,
no,
by the way, big boy?
Not
you want to double down on that bet
not
again?
Yet.
Okay.
Because I don't make promises I don't know that I can keep. So, that's it. I've learned my lesson.
Yeah.
I've learned my lesson. I would also add this, Knicks fans. I just brought up collections of stars and failing in New York. Root for the Yankees to win a World Series.
Why?
Because if the addition of Juan Soto to Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge is what did this here.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the super teams.
Yeah, the Yankees could kind of break that idea that these collections of stars teams can't win.
Yeah.
And maybe every Knicks fan needs to root for the Yankees over the course of the next 2 weeks to know New York's truly back. And by the way, the Liberty has done it as well. Their parade on Thursday. And Yankee fans, if you're looking to get your way into Yankee Stadium, look at these ticket prices. They're unbelievable. I don't know if I can hide from my wife the PayPal. That's all right. Listen to us Friday. We're giving away tickets. We are giving away tickets to the freaking World Series with the Yankees and the Dodgers. The Yankees are in the World Series. This actually happened this year. No more falling short. No more complaining about the Astros cheating. That's happening, and you can go by listening to this show on Friday. Now let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Ricky in Connecticut. Ricky, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's
good, up, man?
What's up?
Hey, I just had to give a call to have positive Tommy's back because I hear people calling saying that he should apologize.
Well,
and that
should.
Is absolutely wild.
He should. He let the Knicks fans down. He said follow them, and they failed.
The Mets fans. Down.
The Mets fans. I'm sorry. I'm already pre-preparing for what's going to happen.
Right.
All right. Well, I'll preface this with saying I'm actually a Yankee fan calling in to have his back.
Wow.
And,
By the way, I'm with you, Ricky. I'm not saying Tommy let anybody down.
But if
Tommy lifted everybody up.
You know how hard it is to sit here next to Evan, be negative about every single step of the way? Yeah. Every step.
Yeah.
Emotional insurance, BS, everything that he did along the way. When it was patently clear that this team was damn good.
I'm a baby.
I mean, think about the game watch that we had back in the performance space.
Yeah, it was a great day.
I mean, you're preparing for your epic conclusion, whatever you said at the end when they won against the Braves. I'm sitting there just trying to get him to be positive.
And he couldn't do it.
And he couldn't do it. Not until it happened.
Dude, think about it. This isn't even a joke. This is being just to show you the brain and the mind of Evan Roberts.
Yes.
He is such a diehard Met fan that lives and dies with everything, that didn't really believe and was so prepared for his heart to get broken that this entire playoff run literally broke him. He is not here today because he is so sick from living and dying with every pitch and going to the freezing games and scoring games and waking up at 2 a.m. and doing Rico Bronies. His negativity.
Yes.
Killed him.
Negativity, the Jets killed Carl.
Negativity killed Carl.
Negativity killed Evan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.